Hello everyone, this is Tanvi and Pranavi. We are just two normal, exhausted college goers. We found something fun to do. We are interns at Asha Infinite Foundation. We are here to make sure you're a pakka Kannadiga in Bengaluru.
This podcast is a quick Kannada lesson to help you navigate your life through Bengaluru in Kannada. Yes, we're hoping that this makes it easier. We're teaching you everything from not saying one coffee to saying bye to Kati, from enjoying this crazy weather to loving a really, really, really good masala dosa. Yes, that's how we say it in Bengaluru, masala dosa. Learning what makes Bengaluru namma Bengaluru.
Namaskara people, we are back with our fifth episode
with yet another fun way to learn Kannada.
Absolutely, yes. So Pranavi, have you ever faced a difficulty in understanding a language and reaching a place because you don't understand the directions?
Oh yes. Like, not in Bengaluru, because I know Kannada and I live here. I can, like, just ask directions and get to the place. But this has happened when I'm traveling, because sometimes I don't know the language and then it's a very difficult job because I don't understand what the person is saying. The person is not understanding what I'm saying. It's a mess.
Yes, I totally agree with you. And I've experienced one such situation wherein I did not understand the directions properly and I had reached a wrong place.
Oh, that's bad.
Like, even though we have Google Maps, we will definitely get some situation wherein we have to ask the people for directions, even sometimes maybe for shortcuts also.
Oh yeah, that's true, because you know, sometimes like you might have situations like your phone isn't working or the GPS isn't proper or there is no network and Google Maps isn't working, or any maps for that matter. So yeah, we do end up asking directions. So we're going to help you out with that today. We're going to teach you directions in Kannada, like so that you can understand the directions when you've asked for directions, and maybe even help a person out by telling them directions in Kannada. So yeah, that's about our today's episode.
So let's begin.
Yes. And audience, please listen carefully. This is really interesting and it can really help you.
Yes, definitely. So the basic word in direction is right and left. We all know that, right?
Yes.
So right in Kannada is bala. And left is yada.
Bala, yada. Not a lot of people use bala and yada, but it's okay and it's important to know this, because if someone uses it, you know how to get there.
Yes. So the next word we usually use is straight, like go straight. So straight in Kannada is nera.
Nera.
Perfect. So next, usually we tell that our house is next to this bakery or something. So that word is pakka in Kannada. Next to is pakka.
Pakka.
Very good. And we also use, like, my office is front of this cafe, my home is behind this tree or something. We use those words. So front in Kannada is munde and behind is hinde.
Munde, hinde.
Perfect. So let us just hear an example wherein all these words are used. Here I'm just, so here you have to just imagine that I'm giving directions to my house. So let's start. Nam manege hogakke ಮೊದಲನೆಯದಾಗಿ ಬಸ್ ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಮುಂದೆನೆ ಹೋಗ್ಬೇಕು, ನೇರಾನೆ ಹೋಗ್ಬೇಕು.
To get to my house, first from the bus stand, you have to go straight in the road in front of the bus stand.
ಆಮೇಲೆ ಬಲಕ್ಕೆ ತಿರುಗಿ.
After that, turn right.
ಬಲಕ್ಕೆ ತಿರುಗಿದ್ಮೇಲೆ ಅಲ್ಲಿ ಮುಂದೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಬೇಕರಿ ಇದೆ.
After turning right, you'll find Krishna Bakery.
ಅಲ್ಲಿ ಎಡಕ್ಕೆ ತಿರುಗಿ.
There, turn left.
ಎಡಕ್ಕೆ ತಿರುಗಿದ್ಮೇಲೆ ಕೆನರಾ ಬ್ಯಾಂಕ್ ಕಾಣಿಸುತ್ತೆ.
After turning left, you'll see Canada Bank.
ಅದರ ಪಕ್ಕನೇ ನಮ್ಮನೆ.
My house is right next to it.
So now let us know the important words we learned today.
Left.
Yeda.
Right.
Bala.
Straight.
Nera.
Behind.
Hinde.
Side.
Pakka.
Front.
Munde.
Hope this was helpful to you. You can now get to a place correctly after asking directions.
Oh yes, so hope so it does help you.
So this was it. Hope you enjoyed the fifth episode of our Learn Spoken Kannada podcast. We will see you with yet another fun episode next week.
Yes, absolutely, with another fun way to learn Kannada. For more information, visit our website www.ashainfinite.org. Volunteer with us or learn more about our courses. Follow us on our Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and LinkedIn. For feed... Oh, that's not there.